The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, featuring topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind, this is the Jason and Mindy podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Mindy.
Hello, wife. Coming up, this reason to party was first cultivated in Mexico. Mindy's cultivating it as well. I'll reveal. Also, Jelly Roll has done this four times in a row. Facebook is trying to appeal to Gen Z, and adults suck at learning new things. Mindy, what are you sharing?
I'm sharing the birthdays for today, and this day in showbiz, entertainment news, and I have one little segment for you.
One little segment? What's the segment about? What's the title of the segment?
There's not really a title. It's something that was posted on X. That
formerly known as Twitter.
Yes.
So confusing. So hard to get used to.
Right. But... yeah, it's just it's a very small little segment. All but right. I thought maybe you might be able to add some of your things to this list.
Okay, sounds good. Welcome those of you listening on your favorite podcatcher and those of you tuning in on YouTube. And of course, welcome Mindy. It's only been a day since we podcasted, not a lot to report.
No.
So we might as well get it right into your reasons to party for the day.
Okay.
Here we go. So as I mentioned, you're cultivating this.
I'm cultivating this.
You are cultivating this.
Okay.
It is a corn on the cob day.
Oh, yes.
Corn is believed to have been first cultivated in what country, do you think? Where do you think it would come from?
The middle of the United States.
Middle of the United States. Okay.
USA. Nope.
Mexico.
Really?
Yep. And spread around the world via European explorers in the 15th and 16th centuries.
Well, that makes sense because they have so many interesting ways of...
they use a lot of corn. Tortillas. They use a lot of corn. Corn's in a lot of stuff that they do. So is tomato, by the way.
Well, not only that, when they eat an ear of corn, what's that? They elote?
They do different stuff to it. Yeah. They spice it up. They do some different things to it. Mm-hmm. It's also National Making Life Beautiful Day, a day dedicated to encouraging and celebrating those who are making life beautiful. It's also Cousteau Day, a celebration of Jacques Cousteau. As soon as I said his first name, I'm like, oh, that's how you pronounce his last name. Jacques Cousteau's life in his 87 years, Captain Cousteau's immense contributions to marine science and conservation, including the production of more than 120 documentaries. It's also Pet Memorial Day, an opportunity to celebrate the lives of our pets. And it's German Chocolate Cake Day. Do you know why they call it German Chocolate Cake?
Oh gosh, we recently did something on this. And
do you think it's because it was made in Germany?
No.
Okay, you would be right. It's named after American Samuel German, who came up with a dark baking chocolate for Baker's Chocolate Company in 1852, which was named Baker's German Sweet.
That's right. It was
chocolate.
Yeah, because everybody thinks it's from
And it's not. It has Germany. Nothing to do with Germany. And lastly, it's also King... ooh, this is going to be tough to say, but they give you a little thing, the pronunciation. Kamaumaya.
Wow.
That is not correct.
I'm sure I would not do well with that at all.
King Kamaumaya Day, honoring Hawaii's first king who unified the Hawaiian Islands in 1810.
You know what we need?
What?
Is one of those...
I wonder if I... yeah.
Things that pronounce it on the computer.
Well, you know what? I mean, let me try it again. It's Kamehameha. Oh, Kamehameha. Kamehameha. Kamehameha.
You know I'm going to make it short about this.
Kamehameha. Kamehameha. I had a friend that I worked with, a coworker that I worked with at back in the day when I worked at Lowe's, and I had to learn her name. She called herself Fia, but she was Hawaiian, and so she had a very, very long name. It took me a long time to learn it. It's Fia Ale Latte Ale Alili. Fia Ale Latte Ale Alili.
Wow.
Was her name, her full name.
That's insane.
Took me a long time, but their names are interesting, Hawaiian names. There's a lot of, it's either consonants or vowels. Well, this one has a pretty even amount of those.
Anyway, yeah.
Let's move on.
Well, I remember you talking about her, and I think the first time you pronounced her name, I was like, what is her name?
Fia Ale Latte Ale Alili. I still remember it because it took me that long to memorize it. So I really had to memorize it.
Yes. A long name. How many letters?
It's a lot. I don't even want to get into it.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get into this because people have birthdays today.
They do.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You know whose birthdays we have coming up in our family? Our brother-in-law, Mr. John Gleason, and my very good friend, Diane. At the end of the month.
Yep.
It's not there yet, but...
Around the 30th.
The 30th.
Yep.
All right, but today is Peter Dinklage's birthday. Mm-hmm. He is 55 today. He was born in Morristown, New Jersey in 1969. Mm-hmm. He is most famously known as Tyrion Lannister.
Yep. From Game of Thrones.
Yep. Yeah.
He was also in another really cool movie that I like. I think it was called The Station Agent or something like that.
That's not on here, but they say he played in Ice Age, Continental Drift.
Yeah.
X-Men Days of Future Past. And coming up, I guess he's going to be playing in Wicked.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Claire Holt, her birthday, she's going to be 36 today, and she was born in Brisbane, Australia in 1988, and you don't know her, but I do.
I don't absolutely have no clue.
Because I like to feature people that I know.
Of course you do.
But she, well, you might know her a little bit, but she played Rebecca Mickelson in The Originals and The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, don't have a clue. I mean, well, I guess if I saw a picture, I'll put a picture up right now. Here's a picture. There it is.
But yeah, I love both of those shows. And I guess she was also in Pretty Little Liars in 2011.
And she's Australian.
Yes. You know what else I have?
What?
This Day in Showbiz, Jason. Okay. In 1993, Jurassic Park, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum, opens and later sets box office weekend record of $502 million.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Pretty Jurassic cool. Park was a hit.
It was a big hit.
And guess what else was a hit? In 2002, American Idol, The Search for a Superstar debuts on Fox as a summer replacement series, but quickly becomes the number one show on U.S. television, and it actually still is.
It's great. It took a hiatus, and then it was on, I think it started on NBC, right, or something? Does it say that? And then Fox... Or it was on Fox.
Yes. Yeah,
so, and then NBC bought it. Then it's on a different network now.
Yeah.
I like this version better.
Yeah, it is.
Simon Cowell walked away from it, and then it was picked up by later on. First winner was Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Yep.
And many more from that.
Yeah, that show has a lot
we
of...
We talked about that yesterday a little bit. Many more winners on American Idol than there was on The Voice.
The Voice has... I have not very many that I can remember.
No.
From The Voice.
Except for the Morgan.
Morgan Wallen, yep. Yeah.
And he wasn't even a winner.
Was not a winner.
Anyway, that's all I got for you.
Well, thank you, Mindy. I appreciate that. Let's get into music notes.
Music news.
Or music news, whatever you want to call it. Jelly Roll, who I like. I think he's great. I started listening to him. I as everybody did, the first song that really was a hit was Son of a Sinner. I love that song.
Such a great song.
Well, he has notched his fourth number one in a row on Billboard's country airplay chart with his newer song, Halfway to Hell. It follows previous number ones, Save Me with Lainey Wilson, Need a Favor, and Son of a Sinner.
Yeah, he's just so good.
He's great. He's great. And it's a great story he has, too. I mean, rags to riches. I mean, a lot of these guys have that story too, right? But legit rags to riches. Started as a rapper, you know, interesting yeah. life. Yeah. And then next I have Ed Sheeran doesn't have a cell phone, apparently, or at least not a fully functioning one. In an interview, he revealed that while he does have a mobile that he uses for social media, he hasn't had a phone number for 9 years. Isn't that wild? The reason people would call or text him constantly and suddenly are in like 40 conversations, that's a quote from him. Now he just uses email once per week.
Wow. That is pretty out of the ordinary. Like, you know, I think it, I don't know. Does it take a lot to do that? I think we're just so used to our phones. And then because we don't have phones in our homes, or at least most of us don't yep. anymore, they're connected to our face practically. So yes.
It's pretty interesting, right? Yeah.
Who would have thought that? Wow, it's pouring outside right now.
Oh, is it? That's what I thought I heard. I was like, what am I hearing?
I was hearing the same thing. Of course,
wow, you it really is.
Can't hear it, but all of a sudden I was like, are we having like problems?
Yeah, I was
with
like,
the cable?
I literally just looked on here to see if I had the noise reduction button on because I was hearing a lot of hissing. And oh, yeah, it's pouring.
Yeah, I'm facing the windows outside. And I looked out crazy. And it's just crazy rain. Yeah. That's Florida for you.
That is Florida. Well, that was my music news. They're shorter. I mean, we can probably make them a little longer. We'll see. We're trying some stuff out.
Yeah.
But let's get into entertainment news.
It's entertainment news with Mindy. You're gonna get yourself some entertainment news.
I could have probably picked another one. I had kind of three, but I've been picking two because I, you know, you never know how long they're gonna go.
Right.
So. First up is Katie Holmes is planning a new career as an author. The 45-year-old actress who shot to fame on Dawson's Creek in the 1990s has branched out into writing and directing movies in recent years, but told the Sunday Times newspaper that she'd like to write a few books. Fiction.
Was she married to Tom Cruise? That was the one mm-hmm. that married Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. That didn't end.
Do they ever?
That didn't end well. It took her, I think, quite a while just to get out of that relationship because whatever faith he's in.
Scientology.
Yeah.
Also heard that Ben and Jennifer are also going through some.
They're
again.
Divorcing.
Like, oh my God.
Again. Or, I don't even know if they. Maybe they. I
they
don't
are
know.
Married. They're married.
Were they? Did they do no, it they again?
Are, oh, well, they maybe sure. didn't get married in the beginning. I think they're engaged. I don't know their story.
But. That was one of the ones they should have yeah. featured. It yeah. was.
They're selling
I think
their
yesterday.
House.
Yep, already. Anyway, while continuing her film work, basically that was ending that sentence. Gotcha. She has also been working on a number of fashion projects and hopes at some point to branch out by launching her own beauty line.
Nice.
Sir Ian McKellen, did I say his name correct?
Yeah, sounds okay. right to me.
Is to open to playing Gandalf again.
Okay.
Okay, do you know?
Yeah.
If he's still alive when the next film is made,
yep.
the 85-year-old portrayed the wizard in the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit trilogies, and he confirmed he has heard of stirrings in Tolkien?
Yeah.
Is it Tolkien?
I guess. You know, I've never been a big fan of the Hobbit, of the Lord of the Rings.
I was
going to
say, you've got to be a fan of that.
That's Tolkien, I'm pretty sure. Tolkien.
Never watched any of those. Yeah. Anyway, followed the news that Peter Jackson will produce and Andy Serkis will direct a new spin-off movie in 2026 called The Hunt for Gollum. But though McKellen would be happy to return to the toll, he hasn't been approached. So according to him so far, there's no script, there's no offer.
He was the wizard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's the wizard.
Yeah, he was
a big, he's the white wizard or whatever. Yeah.
He had like a white beard and...
Yeah, I don't remember this stuff. This is why, you know, you have someone like David from The Difference Between Us that remembers all this type of stuff. Not that he's into this type of stuff, but he remembers movies like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I thought that was interesting that they're still going to possibly continue that.
Yep.
Anyway,
they milk this stuff as long as they can.
Yeah. You know? Hey, wait a minute. On a side project.
Yeah.
Side project.
Side project.
I'm doing well today. Do you think movies, this is just a question to you, do you think movies are what they used to be maybe even 5 years ago? Well, let's even go maybe 10. Because I feel like all they do is sequels.
I'm not that interested in movies. Like, I've always been interested in independent film. But yeah, I agree. They're milking these sequels. I think the movie industry is suffering greatly. I think with a lot of reasons why COVID had a little bit of an impact on people going to the theater. And I talk about movies in general, like the movie theater experience and those big box office movies.
Well, you can have that same experience within your home.
You can. And I prefer streaming. Mm-hmm. So I still enjoy movies, but I enjoy them from the comfort of my home. And I enjoy a different type of movie. I've always been that type of person.
Right.
But yeah, I do think that the movie industry is suffering. And I do think they try to milk these sequels as long as they can.
Yeah. I was just thinking about it. I was like, when's the last time you saw a really good trailer? You know how they come on commercials. A really good trailer for a movie that is playing in the theater.
Right. Well, here's a trailer. It's a good segue.
Oh.
We talked about this on yesterday's podcast, the Breaking Bad 2. Oh. I said it was going to be a series, but it's a movie.
Okay.
So you remember how they had El Camino, I think it was, the one where it was Jesse Pinkham's kind of story? Mm-hmm. Well, here's this one. Let me know your thoughts.
I get to watch it?
Yep. We're going to watch it right now. Hopefully it works.
The trailer for Breaking Bad 2 starts right now. I've been looking for you, old friend. I know you didn't die in that warehouse. I know you're out there somewhere. I'm going to track you down. And I'm gonna kill you.
Whoa.
We all make our decisions. And I already paid for them. And now, they're coming after me. I think I need to remind them just who the hell Heisenberg is. After so many years, the past has caught up with me. The last time people got in my way, I killed them all. Whoever comes after me, they will get what they deserve. Now, say my name.
Wow. Oh, maybe we will be going to the theater.
Well, it probably will come out. I'm guessing it'll come out on streaming, but... that's my guess. I'm not sure, but I will watch that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we watched.
And it's got the, what was the sequel? Better Call Saul. It's got the characters from Better Call Saul.
It does. It's got everybody in it this time.
That's pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool. I'll watch it. I mean, it's a little unbelievable. There's some people back that were dead. Two that we were assumed were dead.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting.
But
let's see how
dies.
That story goes. Nobody dies.
In it's, my it's soap movies. Operas, nobody
oh,
dies.
Oh, well, that's... That's you can't compare that to.
Why not?
It's a soap opera. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, let me get into my segment then.
Gave yourself a little reggae, huh?
I did.
Nice.
So, Facebook's, you know, facing a dilemma right now.
All right.
Or I should say Meta. They call it Meta now.
I know.
But still Facebook. They haven't changed that. Anyway, they're trying to target Gen Z by emphasizing utility over coolness. They're focusing on features like Facebook Marketplace, groups, and dating to attract 20-somethings.
Okay.
Do you use Facebook? You like Facebook? Do you still enjoy Facebook?
I do because, like I've said many times before, it's just a way for me to connect with my family that lives all over the United States.
Right. But you think of modern day stuff, you know, and young folks, you don't think of really Facebook. Do you think of Facebook? Because I generally don't. I think of, you know, YouTube's always done really well for everybody, really. And then there's TikTok is a big one. And then Instagram is kind of close third.
I would tend to think the younger crowd would, you know, gear toward Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, YouTube feels old. I mean, Facebook feels old to me.
Facebook feels more, I don't know why, because I didn't term it, but it feels more family orientated. But then I noticed they're changing. So like instead of your feed being mainly your family and friends, mm-hmm. now it's like got these follow this person and I'm like unchecking half the time because I don't want to see that half that crap.
That's true. All right. Well, the big news for content creators like ourselves, though, is they will be pushing short videos akin to TikTok and Instagram Reels to engage users. I personally haven't found that to be true necessarily.
Yeah.
I think that they're not nearly as responsive as YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts tend to, you know, do a little bit better for us. TikTok does good as well. Instagram is doing pretty good, but Facebook doesn't seem to do as well.
Yeah, they seem a little more stingy where they want you
to boost your posts and things like that.
And then you click on it and it's like spend $1 million.
Exactly. Also, they are introducing a creator program for users to monetize their content. I think that's very new, so we'll see how that goes. We'll definitely be trying to take advantage of that. Improving DM features for sharing video aiming to appeal to Gen Z. And the reason behind all this is that the 18 to 29 age group comprises of only 19% of Facebook's user base in the US and Canada. That's pretty low.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty low.
That's pretty believable.
All right, I mean, I got to ask you one question. Do you think it would be difficult for you to learn a new skill?
It depends on what it is, but I wouldn't say difficult because I think everything is teachable and learnable.
Okay.
Is learnable a word? But no, I think I can definitely learn things over time. And if somebody takes the time to show me something, I pretty much can pick it up.
Okay. Well, I personally think it's harder at my age to learn a new skill. Some of it's confusing to me, you know, like we're doing all this stuff, you know, doing video and, you know, the young kids know how to do that stuff much easier. Yeah. It takes a little bit of effort for me to research and try and fail and learn how to do that stuff. But according to a study, kids seem to learn skills more easily than adults, raising questions about adult learning abilities compared to children's. 24% of adults lack the skill of regular stuff like riding a bicycle. A significant increase from previous years. 24% of adults cannot ride a bicycle.
Really? Isn't
that crazy? Other activities adults struggle with include rollerblading, 46%, swimming, 28%, skateboarding. I get it.
Yeah, well,
I get that.
Your agility is not.
I get, well, yeah, and you know, who's going to learn skateboarding as an adult necessarily? That's a young person's game.
As the older you get, you are less likely to want to break anything.
Yeah, you just and
when you're a kid, you just go balls out, you know. And
yeah, I certainly did. Ice skating 43% and soccer 30%. Again, these are activities that adults struggle with. Fear and embarrassment are the main reasons for not learning, with 16% afraid of falling off a bike and 42% worried about embarrassing themselves. I'm surprised that people don't know how to ride a bike.
I am too.
That
because
part is shocking.
I get out almost every other day and ride my bike.
Yeah, they say that once you, I think this is true with anything, and it's true with me in music, right? Because one of the things that I have to do when I'm learning songs in a band is the ramp up to learn the songs is a lot of effort. But once you're there, like lately, I mean, once I'm there with one of the bands that I'm in, I don't even have to really practice the songs anymore. I just show up and I know the songs by memory, right? It's like riding a bike. So I think what this is sort of saying is if you don't learn it while you're young, it's going to be really difficult to learn it
that
while you're
sense.
An adult, right? So learning to ride a bike at our, like say we don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you want to teach your kids everything while they're young.
Try to let them get into stuff. Yeah. I mean, I wish I would have learned a musical instrument when I was younger, man.
Oh,
think about
too.
How much more advanced you'd be.
I did pick up a little piano, but I wished I probably would have stuck with many of the things that my mom was trying to push.
I think that, think about that 4-year-old that was on AGT, America's Got Talent, the 4-year-old little drummer.
Yeah.
Come
Where
on,
does that
man.
Even come from?
So
though?
Cool.
He's was, yeah, he was four
and he was standing,
yeah,
which is hard just, to play drums standing.
But I think that's sort of a prodigy child though.
Maybe, maybe.
I mean, where at four do you know those kind of chops? You don't even know those kind of chops.
Well, dad, mom, one or the other might know the instrument.
Maybe.
It gives you an advantage, right?
But oh my goodness, he was good.
Pretty wild. Anyway. Yep. Let's get into your segment. Fitting.
It is.
You're a woman.
All right. I have a little segment. Like I said, it was recently on X. User was Mar Hicks. He asked this question. What's the least expensive thing you own that's made the most positive impact in your quality of life?
Whew, that's a good question. Well, I'll let you start because I haven't really thought
key,
about it.
The key is least expensive thing. Okay. I got one right off the bat. And it's on here. I think it might even be number one. Yeah, it is. Okay. The first one is a 10-foot iPhone cable next to the bed. Mm. I'm constantly on my phone at night. So I purchased one of those 10-foot cables so that it can be plugged in.
Yeah.
And I can play whatever I'm playing at night. And
it's a 10-foot?
Might even be more.
No way it's 10 feet.
Might be 10 foot.
I don't think it's 10 feet, but...
Well, we can measure. But the point is, it's super long.
It's got a long one.
It plugs in the wall and it goes to the bed.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I mean, you think about it as I'm going through some of
these. It makes the most impact on my life? Like, well,
but the key is the least expensive thing that is made the most...
A positive impact.
Yeah. Hmm. So I think you're gonna trip when I say this. It's because we've had these... The Difference Between Us, our other podcast, we've all talked about this.
Okay.
Bidets. Bidets are way cheaper than anyone thinks and honestly should become the standard in Western bathrooms to match.
Hmm. Okay. Well, bidets aren't that cheap, so that's interesting.
They're not expensive.
Yeah, but they're still around $100.
No. Hmm. You can get one for about $25, maybe even less than that. It's not the best.
Yeah, I'd be worried about what it's doing to my my business.
You should be.
The stream might be a little hard. A little less control on the stream.
right.
Well, that's your answer?
No,
is your phone cord?
I have plenty.
Okay, I still need help.
Okay, all right.
Can't
but
really
I
think
thought,
of anything.
Because I thought you would think that you were on the cheaper side, because I did purchase one off from Amazon and it was,
I thought it was around $50.
Oh no, it was, well, it was, let's just say it was under $50, but I know that you can buy toilets that are already have bidets in them. You can buy even more expensive ones, but that one was not that expensive.
Okay. Okay.
And it did change your life. I think, I know it changes your dad's life. Your dad loves
them. He loves those. I don't care as much. I mean, I did like having it, but we don't have one now. So I don't think they look great, though. I think they make a toilet look.
Well, like I said, they make them, of course, more.
Yeah. I don't like it in the community toilet. That's not where I think it should go, right? In the toilet where everybody goes.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that's
it. It should
good,
be in your own personal.
It should be private, yeah.
Yeah, like a master bathroom.
Yeah.
All right. The straps that keep your bed sheets tight, they're like $5.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever seen them, but basically they clip on one side, they go underneath the bed and clip on the other side of the sheet, and it keeps them nice and straight.
Okay.
You know how your sheets at the end of the week are like bunched up.
I'll throw one out there. Chip clips.
Ah,
that's
yes.
a good one, right?
Cause that is a really good
especially
one.
Here, I feel like in Florida, things go stale a little bit
they
more
do.
than they do normally. So chip clips are everything, man. Or even if you don't have a chip clip, we use the, clothes hanger pins.
Yeah.
We use those.
Clothesline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We use those.
Those are great.
And they work too.
I use those a lot in camping because I always forget them at home.
Yep.
So, I'm going to lose it. I was going to say something. Oh, anyway.
Well, I've got another one. Power strips make a big difference.
Yeah, they do.
They're not incredibly expensive.
Especially in your life because you're.
Yeah, awesome. Man. Those are awesome to have. Yeah.
And they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
Blackout film for my bedroom windows. This is this person saying this. He said my sleep quality significantly increased immediately, which has positive downstream effects to basically his entire life.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the film on windows. I think it's tacky, but just get some blackout curtains. A Yeti coffee mug. Now, those are not cheap, but this person says hot coffee all day, every day. So I can get the, maybe it's the coffee.
Yeah, but I you can get a cheaper thermos. We have thermos brand. They're about $25, and those work.
Same.
Those work great too. They were all hot all day long.
Somebody's probably screaming at me right now. They're not the same, but Yetis are expensive.
They're very expensive. Their coolers are expensive. Everything about a Yeti is expensive.
Yeah, let's see. This person says I have a $1.49 wooden back scratcher from Walmart. Oh my gosh! Yes, I have one of those too. They're great.
Yeah.
I think mine was like 99 cents at the 99 cent store, and it's got like a hand.
Yep.
It's great. This person says a weighted blanket. Now,
I don't think those are cheap, are they?
They're not cheap. No, they're minimum $50 probably.
I guess it depends on what you think cheap is. I mean, anything these days under $100 is sort of relatively cheap.
I know, because sometimes I do some surveys and they ask you, well, how much would you spend on, you know, a pair of pants or a pair of jeans or something, you know. Of course, mine is like $50 or under, but people spend like $100.
Oh, way more.
And more.
Way more.
And yeah. I just can't see it. Not in
that
category.
I'm
not that person.
I'm a Ross shopper.
Skecher slip-ins. So those are those shoes that.
Yeah, I imagine those would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just slide right into those bad boys.
Get Vans. Well,
Vans aren't as easy to slip in.
Oh, they're not.
Unless you get a size up, which is what I do sometimes when I want them to be easier to slip in.
And the last one is called a scrub daddy. I didn't know what a scrub daddy was, so I looked it up. you're getting the wrong idea,
Jason.
It's
called a husband.
Scrub daddy. No, it is a sponge, but I was like, well, what makes this like some great sponge? Apparently, if you put it in cold, it'll harden up, but, and if you get it warm, obviously it softens up. It doesn't scratch your pans or any surfaces you don't want scratched.
Huh?
Yeah. So,
well, that's interesting.
I'm going to have to try it.
So,
and you can throw it in the dishwasher.
So it adjusts to like, if you want heat, you want to scrub a little harder. You want it to be harder.
Yeah.
Is that thunder?
It is thunder.
I swear to God, I don't know what's going on in my ear, my head. It's weird when it's coming in through your headphones. Like, what?
Yeah, that was pretty loud thunder.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're supposed to have rain all day.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of these were inexpensive. Some of these were not.
Yeah. So it's kind of a.
But, you know, so a lot of them, I can see how all of them pretty much make your life easy. Maybe that's. Yeah, it says most positive impacts. So, yeah, that's probably it.
For some people, everybody's different, right?
Yep.
No, I mean, some of those I could care less about. And in fact, most of those I don't have.
Sure.
So there you go. All right. Well, it's time for the quiz. The one Mindy hates the most.
I know.
Maybe you'll do better this time.
I doubt it.
You might. It's a good one, though.
Okay.
This one you might get. I think
I'm hoping one day you're just going to run out of them.
I think you'll never. I think you'll get this one. I'm going to say in under 5 guesses. Oops, I just pressed it again. I think you'll get this in under 5 guesses.
Okay.
Okay. It's a large number. 97% of people will do this when trying out a new pin. What is it?
97%
of people will do this
when trying out a pen.
What is it?
Click it?
Nope.
It's
one.
How many chances do I get?
97%.
No. I said how many chances?
Five. Under five. I said under five.
Okay. So,
trying out a new pen. Brand new pen.
Scribble.
Okay.
That's two. Dang it. What do you do when you open up a pen? You scribble to make sure.
You want
to
try it out. You want to see what it's like.
Yeah, of course.
What are you doing? You said scribble.
Oh, you're writing words.
Yes.
Oh, come on. That's
you're writing words.
You just suckered me into three.
You're writing words.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cursive?
No, that's four. You got one more.
No, that's
you're
not
writing
fair.
Words. Cursive, yes.
That should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, you're very good at cursive.
Number three. Well, apparently, though, that's ancient. Nobody
there's a
does
particular
that.
Word you're writing. That's a big hint.
Pen. You're writing the word pen.
You're writing the word pen. Hey, everybody. She didn't get it in under five. I thought for sure you'd get it in under five. What would you write? What's the most common? What's the most common word that you write?
Oh, gosh. Everybody writes their damn name.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I did get that in five because number three encompassed.
It did not. It's a specific answer.
We're going to go back. And number three, there was two things I said, but it really should have been under one.
You said scribble. You said words. You said cursive. You said click it. I don't know what the fourth was or the fifth was, but that was not it. See, I had to spoon feed you on that.
I always write my name.
Dang. Yeah, I don't know why I thought you for sure you'd get that. Everybody does.
I don't
does.
Like these.
Everybody
have
writes
known
their
me
name.
Lately?
Everybody writes their name.
Yes, apparently. 97%.
Yeah. It's a big number.
All right. Time to kiss it.
Namaste.
All right, your quote for the day.
Yep.
The optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible worlds. The pessimist fears this is true.
Ooh, say that again. I mean, let me absorb that. That's a deep one.
It is a deep one. Ready?
Yep.
The optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible worlds.
Mm.
The pessimist fears this is true.
Like there could be nothing better. The pessimist is like, this, it doesn't get better than this.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Yeah.
It should get better than this. Or the optimist is like, this is the best it's ever been. That's a good one.
You should just, every day, this is the best.
It's the best. But in that, they're like, oh, this sucks. If but this is the best.
It's the best it's going to be today.
Yeah. Thank you, Mindy. All right, well, that is it for today's show. Hopefully, you're enjoying the way we're doing it now. Please let us know if you are or aren't, if there's anything different that you'd like to hear. We would love to hear from you. Yeah.
Yeah, we got some couple new things, I think, coming around the corner we're going to try. A segment or two. I think our Thursday show is a different lineup. So
yeah, we'll have our question of the podcast, by the way, on that day. You notice we haven't done it yet. We're pushing it to where every Thursday we'll have that. And, yes. You know, we're trying this everyday thing. We may, you know, there's always a abort mission may come up.
That's one thing that you can say with us. You're never bored. You never know what's coming around the corner.
Yeah, we just have a lot more time, so we're really just focusing on this. So just kind of, you know, tell us what you like, what you don't like, and we'll shape things, what you might want to hear. We have a lot that we can share. We really, really have a lot we can share in these 4 days. So, but that is it for today's show. If you love what we do and want more of us, check out our website, lowtreestudios.com. The link is provided in our show notes. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Enjoy your day, everyone.
That's right.
And thank you for listening to the Jason Mindy Podcast, where we feature topics that serve as an informative
and entertaining break from life's daily grind.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.